You can just set the scene for us today, tell where we are, how the match played out for you and as a team as well.
We didn't play the way we were supposed to play in the first half, and we got a good grill in for that. A lot of things I can't repeat, perhaps, but second half, boys came firing. It was pretty easy as a forward just to lead up when the boys are doing the job and playing as a team. So when that's happening, everything else is working out.
Tell us a little bit about that third quarter, because obviously you said you got a bit of a spray at halftime, but what changed, do you think, in the third term?
I think we worked as one, so we had a lot more space around the ball, and that's pretty evident with the entries that we got. And at one stage, they were 30-plus contested marks or uncontested marks, and we brought that back to minus three for the game, so that was a big area.
I think you had 18 inside 50s to three in the third quarter, so obviously, as a forward, that's probably pretty handy for you, having that delivery coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that every day. That'd be good.
And how did you find your game personally? Obviously, you kicked six. Was that, do you feel like, the best game you've played for the club?
Oh, absolutely. I've only been here for a short time, so it's probably the best game for me.
What about the accurate kicking as well? Is that something you kind of work on a little bit?
Yes, I do. I put a lot of work into my goal kicking. A lot of times after training, me and a few of the boys will stay back, like particularly Darcy Moore, who have a kick out. So Grace's doing a good job too. So, yeah.
I don't know how well you individually remember all your goals, but can you take us through a few of them, a few of the ones that sort of stick in your mind?
I remember the one I didn't get. I got the advantage, well, I thought I did, but we brought it back. But I think, can't really remember him, to be honest.
Well, this one out here that impressed me, he sort of lined up from pretty far out and worked it into this end here. Don't worry about it, if you can't remember, you can't remember.
No, I can't remember.
That's all right. Obviously, a very good opposition today. I've sort of had a pretty good year. How did you see them going into the game?
I sat down with Chaps for coffee during the week, and he said, they're bloody good, but I haven't had the heat on them like the way we play. So our main focus was just put the heat on them, put them under the pump, and then the rest follow for us.
And you got the bye next week. So yeah. It's something you're sort of looking forward to. How have you found the first half of the season?
Different. It's been a hard first half. I've never really experienced anything like this before, but very enjoyable. The lifestyle and the opportunity we've got here is just phenomenal. So. Just want to take it with both hands.
And is an AFL game something that's on the cards for you in the second half of the year, or what's sort of your goals going into the rest of the season?
Probably for me personally, string more performances up and just play my role. Play team footy for Collingwood, and whether I get a game or not, it's not up to me, but if I'm doing everything I can, then it could be on the cards.
And having sort of a lot of AFL listed guys, I think last week and today as well, it's been more AFL guys playing in the VFL than ever before. That's something that must really help you as a forward, having guys like Sam Dwyer, Patrick Karnesis, guys like that sending it inside 52.
Yeah, it's I shouldn't say daunting, but I'm not used to that. So to line up with blokes like that instantly gives you a boost before the balls even bounce. So yeah, it's great to have them there.